It's Wednesday, October the 14th, and you're tuned in to the Channel B podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole mod world.
Do you know what's really special about this episode, Vince?
No.
Do you know what's really special about October 14th, 2020?
You?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Us is what's special. What? Because this is the 500th episode. Of the podcast.
You sure?
That's what I've been writing on the things. Last week was 499. This week is 500.
It's 500, eh?
500p.
Wow, 500 of these. Wow, that's a lot, man.
That's 500 weeks.
Yeah, that's almost a decade.
Now that you say it that way, now I'm just like, oh, man. Why you gotta be like that? Why you gotta be like that?
I'm just, you know, spin the truths. And to celebrate our decade here. We don't have TJ.
Yeah, man. He blew out his ankle because he's old.
Apparently, he bent over and said bye.
It's 9.6 years, apparently.
Okay.
I thought we had only been doing this for like 8.
No.
Did we skip numbers somewhere?
No.
Have we been doing... Like, when it gets to 520, is that a 10-year anniversary podcast?
No. Not technically.
I guess, yeah. Did we take some breaks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We definitely took breaks.
Still.
Yes.
It's a lot of years of podcasts.
I guess so.
And we do it for free.
Wow.
Not because we love the fans, but because we can't get sponsors. What?
I was going to say, what podcast charges? You got to be ballsy to charge out the gate.
I would say...
you got to be ballsy if you go from free to charging.
I would say that if you have ads on your podcast, that's somewhat of a charge.
I guess so. Fair enough. Well, we don't.
We only... We tried to suck the teat of Crunchyroll, but they did not bite.
No, other than that, you didn't do jack shit.
Those jerks.
Well, we carry on as we usually do. Mm-hmm. This week, I think there's a healthy array of content planned.
There is.
So let's get into it with a question that you want.
Go.
Paul Chu writes in, what do you think will normalize amongst the plebs, of course,
mm-hmm.
first? Video game soundtracks or anime soundtracks? Also, which of each do you guys listen to on a regular basis? I'm sure you're listening to something.
Yeah, neither? Can I pick neither? Is neither an option?
No.
Okay, like, is this one of those things where it's like, if I count 1 to infinity, that's a smaller infinity than the infinity between 1 and 2?
Yes.
Like that kind of thing. Mm. So yeah, like I'm definitely going to say that video game soundtracks are going to be probably the smaller infinity.
Why?
Just in terms of when he talks about the plebs, I assume he's talking about like a North American base.
Sure.
And I feel that video games in North America are more widely accepted than anime still.
So you're saying video games will be accepted first?
He mentioned specifically like OSTs though.
You said soundtrack.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say that video game is going to go first.
Like, accepted first.
Yeah.
You see, originally that was my answer.
Yeah. And then you're like, dun 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 dun.
Kinda? No, but the thing is, with how popular K-pop is.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand the language,
mm-hmm.
J-pop sounds identical.
The thing with K-pop, though, is that K-pop is... They were like, yo, that shit that was happening in the 90s with like NSYNC and stuff, that shit was cool. What if we just never stopped doing that?
That's what I'm saying.
Right? And that's something that now, like, I think a lot of the revival of K-pop, or not revival, but like popularity of K-pop is like, it's like a market fucking hole.
Where sure.
North America is not offering enough Jonas Brothers to satisfy, but
sure.
And not enough TLCs, but Korea is, and then weebs are all like, yo, Korea's like right next to Japan, just do that stuff, right? But J-pop is like a completely different beast.
Listen, I understand that you being the musical expert, you are gonna pick at this.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is, for most of the normal people who hear K-pop on the radio,
yeah,
there's like, no difference between K-pop and J-pop. And all it takes is for BTS to do an anime opening, and suddenly everyone's in.
They're going to do a manhwa opening.
That's what I'm saying.
Fucking
that's,
webtoons is going to get animated.
That's the only thing. That's all that's going to happen.
That's it. Next God of High School season, BTS opening.
Yeah, and then suddenly the floodgates are open. Like, because if I'm listening to an anime soundtrack, which, spoilers for the second part of this question, I'm always listening to more anime than I am video game soundtracks.
Yeah.
If someone hears it nowadays, they're like, is that K-pop?
And oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm like, sure.
You don't correct them?
No.
Be like, no, this is Shonen whatever, Shonen Heart, okay? Get with it. This is Every Heart by BoA from the 1999 classic Inuyasha. God.
When I first started dating my girlfriend, I picked her up, and then I forgot that I had anime playing.
Yeah.
And she said, I've never heard this K-pop.
No. No, the betrayal.
And I said, that's because it ain't. But.
But.
You know what? That's okay.
Yo, that's racist.
So.
She just heard some of that. I don't want to say that. Yeah, some of that.
I was going to say. I was like, really? You're going to go for it?
Do I want to get another warning on iTunes? I don't know.
So. Yeah, that's what I think. I think it's going to be anime first.
I just,
only because, and then like anime soundtracks, I don't know, there's more singing.
You definitely have a very good point. It just seems like J-pop is like beyond J-pop beyond anime openings is so wild.
Yeah, but you could say that about any country's music.
Yo, let me tell you about Filipino punk rock. That shit's crazy.
Of course, anything beyond the surface is deeper. That's the point of,
but the thing is like, but like in Japanese culture, like,
who cares about culture though?
No, but it's the thing, like, the thing with K-pop is that K-pop is the mainstream culture in Korea, right? But anime openings in Japan are not the mainstream culture.
I don't know, but what I'm saying is, when you're in North America and you have no context or care for their culture either way, it doesn't matter.
But I feel like the mainstream portion of that, like the mainstreaming of that stuff, was helped by the fact that it was the main culture in Korea.
I mean, I'm sure that has something to do with it, but I don't think it's as difficult of a stretch as you're making it out to be.
Okay, whatever.
I think like
the Nier Automata soundtrack is fucking amazing.
Because that's one problem, right? Yeah. Like a lot of video game stuff that you're referring to is just OSTs, and do mainstream people listen to OSTs on the regular? And no, do not try and find a loophole around this answer, because you know the answer is no.
I'm gonna play you a couple notes.
Oh,
all right.
God.
And it goes da 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 da. You know where that's from?
No.
It's fucking Mario, baby.
No.
Everyone knows that shit.
No one knows that.
That's an OST.
Actually, no. You should go ask some of your younger friends, see if they know that.
What? Da 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 da.
Yeah.
Like my friend's kids, I should ask.
Yeah, see if they know that. See if they know that. See if teenagers today know that.
You know what? Shut up. Also, do I know anybody that young? Or young enough to where that would be a question where I'm like, does this person know the answer to it?
I mean, are you still in those those first year classes with those?
It's all online, man.
Just play it during the Zoom call.
It's all asynchronous. I just watch recorded videos from my professors. I would ask some 18-year-old boys what they think about do 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 do,
because
or
like,
bada bada, yeah, bada.
Because like I was talking, like, I side note tangent, the Lakers won the championship this year for NBA
golf.
Sure.
And, get a hold of one.
And I was talking to a couple friends, and they're like younger side,
yeah,
friends,
yeah, yeah,
and stuff, and they were saying how, like, oh, LeBron James is the greatest, like, whatever.
Michael Jordan.
But kids today don't know Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's a fucking shoe to them.
Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain.
Even less, but that's the thing, right? Like, we know Michael Jordan, everyone else argues Michael Jordan, but kids today, Jordan's just a fucking shoe.
Listen, next thing you're gonna tell me,
Jordan is just hype beast material.
They don't know the EA Sports big classic NBA Street 2.
Nobody knows that shit.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
All right, we need to fucking glass this continent. Let's go. Start over.
Okay, well, there you go. So what do you listen to? Video game soundtrack or anime soundtrack? Or you? I know you listen to both. Let's be real.
Yeah, I think definitely I listen to... I feel like I do listen to anime soundtrack more.
You think so?
Like, the anime soundtrack is for, like, the hype shit. Like, I want...
Because you can sing with it.
I want to feel the weebness. I want to have it course through my veins. Okay. But, like, the video game soundtrack is definitely, like, more... I want to chill. Or I'm, like, I want a long drive in my car. And I just want to, like, zone out with some jams. Mm-hmm. With some beat. You know, like... Anime music is pop music for me, and then video game music is highbrow jazz.
Wow. How are you even going to do it like that?
Nah, just that was just for the memes. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I kind of...
You are a meme.
I am a meme, it's true.
You're a meme.
A meme?
Yeah.
Uncle Roger liked this meme. Have you seen that one, where he reviews his own memes? Oh, it's so good. But yeah, I definitely think... Well, I think I might enjoy video game more.
Okay.
Right. It's just there's more instances where I want to feel psyched up. I want to feel like the jams when I'm playing games and stuff, rather than just being like, oh yes, the arpeggios in the Nier Automata violin solo section is amazing.
I mean, you don't want to be dancing in the street,
dancing at a robot carnival? No.
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 You don't want to do that. About setting the night on fire.
Living in the city, you know, you have to... Fucking Sonic R, baby! Oh my god! Oh, True Love Making, SNK Capcom 2. Oh, there's so many classics. So many. Oh, you don't want to be taken for a ride? Come on!
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Look up Real Love Making SNK versus Capcom. Turn save search on.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Dude, it's a good game.
You sound like an old man right now.
I wake up like jarringly. I'm in a straitjacket like, oh, SNK versus Capcom 2 was so good. What is he talking about? It's not what it
sure it does.
Yo, the fucking Queen theme from the King of Fighters saga. Ugh. You know what? I think you know what the real reason why I listen to more anime is?
Why?
Because I made a YouTube playlist of anime songs. I didn't make a YouTube playlist of fucking video game songs. So if I do like high, maybe I'll just do high energy fucking video game music and then I'll get in it.
Good luck.
Living in the city, you know. Man, Sonic R soundtrack is so good.
Good luck.
It's so good.
Good luck. Okay, well, thank you, Paul. Next up, we got an email from Roland.
Who?
Roland.
The drum company?
Roland.
Roland. Yeah, all I'm getting here... Listen, I Google search that shit. All I'm getting are drums, dog.
Roland. Roland, Roland, Roland. There's no O. I want to say Rolando.
We can just make that. We can just give him...
Hey, Rolando!
What's the fucking... What was that... What are those shows called where it's like... They're on super late night on like the Italian channel, and you would watch it when you were a kid because you would get like a look at a boob at like 2 a.m. What are those shows called?
Sorry, man. I had satellite.
Oh, you had porn. You had straight porn.
I had porn growing up.
Damn, I had it was like you'd watch like TLN. It's like the Latin network or something.
TLN.
Yeah, and then it was like, oh man, late night with Carlos and some senorita lady, and she has huge fucking titties. And
then like, I feel sorry for you.
One out of every three episodes, she'd show a nip, and you'd be like, yes.
I mean, like, I remember those days, but then I also remembered, like, you know what? Just turn on. I got like all the channels.
I didn't have satellite, man. I wasn't living that life.
I had that jailbroken DirecTV.
I was too afraid to break my computer with porn and. I wasn't living that life.
Yeah. Shocking how young you're.
Can we give him like a fucking telenovela name? Rolando.
Rolando.
Yeah, we gotta roll the R.
If we must.
Yeah.
He's just so offended by
Yeah, right tale now. From Rolando.
Rolando is written in.
Oh, this is why we don't have sponsors.
So Roland writes in. Hello, TNIAB. Long time? Question mark? First time.
Does he not know he's been listening for a long time?
I don't know. I want to know what are some of your favorite album, book, video game covers out there and why? Is it because they actually do an amazing job of representing/characterizing the medium, or is it just because it looks
Kewl.
Wait, you signed it Lan. Like L-A-N, Lan.
So it's not Roland.
So, like, is your nickname Lan? Like Lando? Rolando? No.
Or, like, local area network?
Could be. This man is...
We got a question through the wire from Lan. Come on, that was pretty good. How you gonna not compliment me on that one? That was pretty sick.
All right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And he just jacked right in and uploaded this question.
Exactly. He fucking...
He hit us with that 10 gigabit.
Yeah, he fucking jacked in Mega Man and he rolled in with a question. Come on.
That's so dumb.
Oh, fuck. I got it again, baby. Look at that error.
Oh, your computer's fucking up again.
Yeah, hard drive not installed. Feels good.
All right, baby. P.S. I messaged Vince a few days ago on Twitter asking if the Reveltech Gurren Lagann figure still holds up today. And when I sent that, I was just about to start episode 8. And boy, was I not prepared for what happened in that episode. No one's ever prepared for episode 8.
No one's ever prepared.
Anything's fucking up just recalling episode 8.
Prepared.
Yes.
And yeah. Can I give my opinion on the Reveltechs before we start?
Go ahead.
No. I own those Reveltechs, and the only other Gurren Lagann I want to buy are too expensive. So that's all I have to deal with. But man, they are chunky boys. Mm. Their joints are clickety-clackety, let's say. Mm. But what's your opinion? What's the Toy Man's opinion?
Oh, I already answered him on Twitter.
I didn't hear it. Tell me.
I said, yeah, it's fine.
What? No, I don't know, man. Just save up for that Realbot.
I mean, if you can't even buy the Realbot anymore for like a reasonable price.
Yeah, save up for that Realbot.
Nah. If you're going to spend that much money, you got to buy that new one that just came out.
Which one's that one?
I don't know. The one I just bought.
I don't know. I just spend the money.
It's like $300. It's like a foot tall. All metal. All
right. Okay.
Which I'm pissed. Got delayed till December. So. Damn you, Anime Export.
Damn you, Anime Export.
So your favorite album, book, video game covers, and why? I can tell you what my favorites are.
Of which?
Video game cover.
Okay.
And I like it because it's so bad.
Which is?
But it is so representative of the genre.
Okay.
This is the Mass Effect 2 cover.
Oh, that's a terrible cover.
Yeah, but doesn't it just look like bad sci-fi?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like, yes.
But the game is good sci-fi.
It's probably the best Mass Effect.
True.
But it's such a bad cover and I love it.
I know, like, I have a couple for music, like the fucking Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon cover, I think will go down in history as a classic.
Dark Side of the Moon?
Yeah, where it's piece of light going into the triangle.
That's a very iconic cover.
Yeah. Like, pretty much any of the Iron Maiden albums are pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
But if I had to pick video games, like, I remember a lot of it was, like, I wanted Japanese covers.
Yeah, I would say all the Final Fantasy Japanese covers.
Yeah, they're way better.
Yeah.
All the Amano art.
Yes. Like, I love the 10 one. I love 8, because I think it's Squall and Rinoa, right? And
yeah.
He's hugging her. I really like
The freaking the Ico cover and the Shadow of the Colossus Japanese covers are real good.
I remember those being cool, but they were never my flavor.
Your jam.
Yeah, they weren't for me.
They're better than the American ones, that's for sure. I think one of my all-time favorites is, like, I don't think this game has aged very well, but the cover for Borderlands is really good.
Is that the one with the guy in the middle?
It's the guy in the middle, and he shoots himself in the head, and then the exit mark or whatever, it...
Is Borderlands?
It's like all the Borderlands characters. And then Borderlands 2, he does the double.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that one.
Yeah, that one's really good.
That one's pretty cool.
That one's actually really clever. But I think on the inside of that box art, they like stole some art from Ollie Moss and just like put it in their cover without telling him.
Oh, is that what they did?
Yeah. I think there was like a big lawsuit about that.
Hmm.
What else was there? Yeah, I don't know. It's hard. This is like one of those things where it's like, I definitely could like look through my list and pick out my favorites. But it's one of those things where it's hard to do on the fly. Some of the most iconic ones are super simple. Like the Metal Gear Solid 1 PS1 box art. Like it's just a white background with the red metallic Metal Gear Solid. And that's it. It tells you nothing about the game.
I like that box.
Right? Though. That's a slick fucking box.
Yeah.
What else is there? Like, I don't give a shit. Dragon Quest box art is sick.
Yeah.
The American one.
Yeah. They all look... Okay, the next one is like that I'm going to list. They all look the same, but I specifically like this one. But I've always liked the Vice City. The Grand Theft Auto Vice City box art.
Oh, like all the... Yeah. All the Grand Theft Auto boxes are just pretty dope.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it comes down to... It's not necessarily style. It's more... It's just more like, what do I remember? Like, what sticks in my mind? And it's the same for albums, too. Like,
yeah.
There's just a lot of stuff that's just like, yeah, this is, like, generic as fuck, but it struck some sort of chord. Like, Super Mario Brothers 3, that shit is classic. It's just a big-ass Mario with a Tanuki, and it's that bright-ass yellow. Mm-hmm. It's super nice. But, like, it doesn't really tell you anything about the game other than that homie jumps and is maybe also a squirrel.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, you know, video game box art, I've never actually cared about. Like, it's never...
I've only cared about it when it's bad. My example for, like, why you like the Mass Effect 2 one is Yakuza 3 on the PSP. Because that box art... I'm gonna pull up the Yakuza 3 box art. I'm gonna pull this one up. Because it's fucking terrible.
Is it that bad?
Oh, so first off, I'm gonna show you the Japanese one. Right? Okay. Japanese one looking pretty nice, looking into the sky, smoking, doing whatever. This is the North American one.
Oh, I like that.
It's just a fucking straight shot of the man's face, and it's garbage. But this box art is fun because it also takes into consideration how Sega treated the Yakuza franchise at that point in time.
Mm.
Where Yakuza 1 and 2 came out, and it was like a cult hit, but nobody really bought it. And everyone was clamoring, like, hey, bring us Yakuza. And they just wouldn't do it, and they're like, yeah, whatever, here's 3, we cut out a bunch of shit that is all Japanese, so we didn't have to translate Mahjong or whatever. Yeah. Like, who gives a fuck, right? And now Yakuza is one of the biggest franchises, like, for Sega, period,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's just like, yeah, corporation, you're fucking garbage at your job.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right, and I look back on that cover as just like, oh, sick. Like, you fucking suck and you're dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't think of any more video game ones, but I will say, because, like, for me, when it comes to covers, I don't know if these even count as covers, but the only things I remember being iconic in my mind are posters or movie posters. Those are the only things for me.
A lot of those times, like, even those game posters are, like, if you ever get a Doom poster, it's Doom guy on top of a bunch of demons shooting down into a pit, right? Like, that's a Doom poster right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of classic ones, but I think my favorites are the ones that are just, like, I don't know, they kind of pop. They just kind of, like, you remember it in your head. I don't know, like, Sonic and Knuckles. Like, do you remember the Sonic? Maybe that's just me. But the Sonic and Knuckles on the Genesis, where it was, like, Sonic. It was black, and it was Sonic, and then Knuckles' face. Red. Like, just the simple logo, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was there, like, a swirl together.
Yeah, there's a certain je ne sais quoi.
But, like, no, yeah, I don't really remember video game posters. I remember movie posters.
Yeah, but you were also, like, worked at a movie theater.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
There you go. I mean, like, and when it comes to books, I don't know. Fuck, I couldn't tell you.
Oh, that was the last one. Left 4 Dead.
The hand?
Yeah. Whereas the hand in Left 4 Dead 2 had, like, a bunch of fingers taken out, so it was the 2.
Yeah.
Those were good. That was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, but that's it. That's all I got. Sorry. Nothing else. All right. Last question comes from Brian Mack with a Mac attack.
What's up?
Halloween disguises. Hello, nerds.
Hi.
Sent in a little bit late, please, but please I must that. Say please last
stop,
week...
stop doing that. He's not a 1940s mobster. All right, here, Copper. Say here. I got a question for you, Copper.
Hello, nerds. Sent in a little bit late, but I must say last week's Last week, Vince's portrayal of my accent is bang on.
Which was it? I gotta go back and listen.
I don't know.
Did we get extra racist that episode?
I have no idea. As for this week's question, what is your favorite Halloween costume that you have ever used? For me, it is a Waldo costume. Like a Where's Waldo costume that me and my wife put on. And we just walk around the town to see how everyone reacts. Thank you. Hold on. You and your wife put on a Where's Waldo costume together?
Like there were two Waldos?
Oh, that makes more sense.
That seems easy.
I thought they were the one singular Waldo.
Well, you think it was like a horse costume where one person has to be the butt?
Yeah, I was like, wait, how do you do that? Like, is she on your shoulders? Are you on her shoulders? Damn. That's kinky. For Halloween? Come on.
Yeah. Three midgets in a trench coat? Is that the... just a really tall Waldo?
No, she's probably... He's probably Waldo and she's the female Waldo.
Is there a female Waldo?
There is a female
what?
Waldo. What? Yeah. There's a whole female bunch of characters. Waldo. It's Waldo with long hair.
Oh my... Oh, there's sexy Waldo.
Okay, well, let's not go there. Whoa, hold on, Brian. Are you guys sexy Mr. and Mrs. Waldo? Yo, picks now or it didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm turning Sage Search back on. I'm not tight. You know what? Sexy female.
Oh, how dare you!
This makes me uncomfortable.
Wow, you don't like the socks?
Yeah, it's the knee highs.
It's got to be the knee highs.
Okay, this makes me uncomfortable. I'm closing that tab. My favorite was probably where I had it was like my most favorite one was one I made from like scratch in like 30 minutes. Because I didn't want to buy a pre-made costume.
Yeah.
Which was I had like a white shirt that had like white, or sorry, a black shirt that had like white dots on it. And then I went to the craft store and I bought styrofoam balls.
Yeah.
I cut them in half, spray painted them all wacky colors and shit, and then double-sided taped them to my shirt, and then I was space. Right. And that one was like super popular. Like I got hit on by a drunk mom and her kid on Halloween that one night. It was pretty good.
Nice.
Like, oh my god, you're space.
You're space.
Oh my god, what are you?
Wait, you wore a white shirt?
No, it was a black shirt.
Oh, okay. I was like, how the fuck did you get away with a white shirt?
Yeah, sorry, I was the Big Bang.
Oh.
It was the Big Bang this month. No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Okay. I see how you roll.
Okay.
But yeah, it was just like kind of put together space costume, and I gotta say it was so successful the one year that I then wore it the next year. It was very successful. And then I was thinking of wearing it for the next year, and I was just like, I'm done with Halloween parties. Fuck it. I don't know anybody in college anymore.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I have any like college level cool costumes. Party level ones.
Mm. What's your favorite childhood one?
I'm trying to think. I don't know, it's a couple different things.
Ninja Turtles or?
I never went as a Ninja Turtle, but I did go as like classics like Power Rangers, superheroes, whatnot. I don't know. I can't remember.
You didn't go as like a Transformer?
No. When I was a kid, it was more about Spider-Man.
Okay. All right.
Spider-Man. But yeah, no, I can't really remember anything from back then, to be honest. I'm sure I had a good time. I'm sure it was something. Yeah, I don't got an answer. I like the idea of Halloween. I like celebrating Halloween, but you know what? I can't remember much about Halloween.
I think my favorite part of Halloween now is just, like, after I get tired of handing out candy, or, like, when it's been a decent amount of time before the last person who came to a door, like my door was, and just dumping the leftover bowl of candy into some kid's thing and then watching their face just go, oh my god, he gave me like a pound of candy.
That reminds me. Okay, now I know what my favorite costume was.
Yeah,
I went as a scary jester one year.
Yeah.
But Halloween fell on a school night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the only one of my friends who had a car.
Yeah,
so I went around as a scary jester. I went to all my friends' houses because I knew they were handing out candy.
Yeah,
and I attacked them all.
What an asshole.
And they're like, ah, who are you? And I'm like,
give me your candy,
yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes.
Damn. Okay.
That was my Halloween story. That was like, I think I was 17, 18.
Okay, that checks out.
Yeah. Yes.
That checks out.
How old do you think I was?
I'm like 22.
Oh, okay. No, I was in high school still. Yep. And those are all the questions.
That's it. That's all we got.
Question. Next up is the Beaky.
Picarinos?
The Wiki. Yeah. Beaky Wiki.
Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Sure, I can go first.
Go.
Yo. Apple had an event this week.
Heard they're her selling an iPhone without a charger or earbuds.
Yeah, but we knew that already. We knew that. We knew that was going to happen.
But that's all that's been appearing in my headlines so far. And it's a bunch of people being angry, calling them greedy.
Probably because they are. I don't know what you want me to say. I have no defense.
All right.
Yeah, Apple came out and they launched... well, they first start off with this thing called the HomePod.
Okay.
So their smart speaker, which, you know, if you have the Apple... If everyone in your family has an Apple device, sure.
Is this like the... I guess it's their like answer to like Google Home and stuff like that?
Or like Alexa.
Okay, okay. 99? Okay. Smart speaker.
Yeah, HomePod Mini. But it's like a tiny little speaker. You talk into it. Siri does whatever the fuck you want. You know, you listen to your shit. If you have multiples of them, they automatically know if they're in the same room, so they'll create a stereo sound instead.
Oh, that's cool.
They also will connect to all your Apple devices in the same household.
Yeah.
And they can connect all your, like, digital home things, like if you want to open windows and close doors.
Yeah. See, I kind of like the idea of, like, the speakers that are modular.
Yeah.
Like, if I put it here and here, it'll set up, like, the best surround sound. But I just want that without my speaker listening to me.
I got news for you.
What?
The future's going to suck for you.
Ugh!
Yeah, you could, they do this thing where they have intercom mode where you speak into it and basically they become intercoms if you have multiple of them in the house.
It's like a walkie-talkie?
Kinda, yeah. But the thing is, the intercom also goes to your devices if you have phones or iPads or a Mac.
That's okay.
But they did this one cool thing where they're like, hey, Siri, I'm hungry, I want pizza or something, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, do you want pizza? You're like, yeah. So that by the time you get to your car... The CarPlay understands that you want that and already have the directions for you to go.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it's like one of those like really small, convenient things that probably no one will use.
Unless it's like automatic.
Yeah. There's just one problem.
What?
Siri's not that great.
In comparison to like Google?
I don't think smart assistants are there. Right?
Like, but I can be like, hey Siri, I like Google better, and then she'll be sad. And
yeah,
that's hilarious.
You could totally do that. But like Siri, Google, Alexa, they're all like just gimmicky still, right? They're not really useful.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know. This is still a couple years out, but it's a cool idea. Like the world they painted is nice, but it's not gonna be like that.
It'll get there eventually.
Maybe. And then they announced iPhones.
Tell me about the iPhones. There's like 20 iPhones.
No, they only announced two iPhones, and each of them have two versions.
So they announced
four iPhones. So the iPhone 12. It's the new mid-range iPhone.
Oh, the 12 is the mid-range one.
The mid-range one, okay. It's the one probably everyone's going to buy, though. It comes in all these fruity colors. Regular camera, wide-angle camera.
Mm-hmm.
That powerful Bionic processor.
Damn.
Comes in two flavors, or two sizes. Regular size and mini size.
Why, what? What's the, like, why would you not just get the regular size? Like, what does the mini size give you other than smaller?
That's it?
Is it worse? Is it, like, a worse phone?
It's the identical specs.
Wow.
In a smaller package and $100 less.
I thought we were all getting onto our, like, all-screen 10-inch phone future.
I don't know, like, because... I like the idea of having a smaller phone.
You want to go back to your Nokia Flip?
Kinda.
That Motorola Razr.
Do you know my problem with phones? Like, I don't like the fact that I can't reach the top of the screen.
Just get bigger hands.
Easier said than done.
Like, I got that. Look at that shit. Bam. Boom. Top of the screen. Bottom of the screen. Top of the screen.
Yeah, but you don't have a big phone.
What are you talking about? The screen's huge.
You don't have a big phone.
It's pretty big.
No, you don't have a big phone.
That's a pretty decently sized phone.
Have you seen what Samsung's putting out lately?
The Note, whatever.
Like, those things are like...
Yeah, but that has a stylus. That's a different beast.
No, just the regular Samsung Galaxy. Like, okay. They're not small phones.
I'm gonna be honest, I haven't shopped for a phone in a long time.
So. You know, and like, they don't fit in pockets and stuff.
Oh, what's the point of that, Dev?
You know, like...
If they can't fit in a guy pocket, how are they going to fit in a girl pocket?
Like, the weird thing, too, is, like, you know how cars, like, your cars nowadays are so centered around connecting your phone?
Yeah, and, like, the center consoles.
Yeah, a lot of these cubby spaces cannot fit these damn phones.
That's hilarious.
Like, it is just, it's crazy. I don't know. I miss having a small phone sometimes, like, but only when I'm doing something active.
You want that iPod Nano?
Kind of. Like, when I'm biking, when I'm running, when I'm doing anything physical, I just would rather have a smaller device.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right?
That's totally fair.
I probably won't get the Mini. Like, let's be real.
Yeah, you're going to get the Pro Plus.
Which leads me on to the other set of iPhones. They got the Pro and the Pro Max.
Yeah, you're going to get the Pro Max,
No,
baby.
I'm not going to get the Pro Max.
Pro Max!
If I just told you I don't like big phones, I'm definitely going to get the Pro Max. So the Pro models are just basically the iPhone 12 with better stuff.
Okay. Like, what makes it so pro?
So instead of an aluminum body, it's fully stainless steel.
Okay. That feels like a downgrade to me, but okay.
Aluminum to stainless steel?
Yeah. I don't know. To me, that feels like a downgrade. Like, the lightness of aluminum seems like... And it, like, if something's going to break on the lower-end phone, it's not going to be the frame. It's going to be the screen. Right? Yeah. It's like, yeah, my phone's sick because it's got a fucking titanium skeleton.
Yeah.
But it's not that's not the thing that's going to break, right?
Yeah. It's got better cameras. Okay. It's got a third camera. Like, there you go.
I feel like that's really what people buy phones for.
Yeah. Is the camera. And that's kind of the only reason why I want the Pros, because I just want the better camera.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
My favorite tweet out of all this was some guys just like, yo, these N-words be out here buying up a new iPhone just to use the same three apps 5 hours a day.
I mean, that's the smartphone life, right?
True.
They all come with 5G. They've got this new ceramic glass that they...
Oh, they finally caught up to the Essential phone.
You got ceramic glass?
Oh, I got ceramic on the back. Oh, yeah, actually, I think I do. I got ceramic on the back. Yeah, it's ceramic glass, I think. I think it is.
I don't know.
Yeah, looks like it. Yeah, maybe. I just remember ceramics on this phone.
Yeah, they meant there's ceramic on the front, like on the screen.
Oh.
So it gives it like a times 4 drop rating, blah, blah, blah.
What does that mean?
I don't know, man.
Like, what does that mean?
It's likely to survive a drop without a crack.
I need to know the base units in order to understand what they're talking about.
Who cares? But it's a new iPhone, right? Like, if you're in the iPhone game, yeah, man, maybe you probably want one. Here you go.
I love that, like, phone companies have become the new console wars.
Yeah. Right? That basically is what it is.
That's fantastic.
Like you said, they're not including the power brick or earpods in the...
They're like, buy AirPods already, bud.
In the thing. Well, actually, their whole argument was like, everyone's got the power brick and everyone's either got AirPods or they've moved to some sort of wireless device, thing. Right?
Yeah.
And like, the way they frame it is really nice. It's for the environment, blah, blah, blah. And like,
of course it is.
And I don't know how like I could vet this number or how you're supposed to vet this number, but they claim that like by doing this for them, it's the equivalent of taking 450,000 cars off the road.
Like, in terms of their...
In terms of...
O2 contribution?
In terms of contribution, or whatever?
Yeah. Okay.
And, like, obviously we can't verify that. I don't know how the fuck you can pull that number out anywhere.
Yeah.
But if that's even remotely near true, then that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was almost on board. But they did one small fuck up.
What? Which was?
Which I was just like, how you gonna do that? So they claim that everyone has the power brick at home. Okay. Which is true. Everyone has the wall outlet to a USB-A that goes to a lightning cable to your phone.
Yeah.
Everyone has that.
Mm-hmm.
The iPhone 12s, all of the iPhone 12s come with this cable I'm going to show you right now. What does it look like that's on this cable?
USB-C to Thunderbolt.
Yes. People only have a power brick to USB-A. So what the fuck?
Strategic.
Yeah.
That's cutthroat business right there.
I was just like, wow.
That's cutthroat business.
How fucking dare you?
Sick.
So.
I bet the phone comes dead. Like, the phone comes no charge.
I know.
You gotta charge it.
I mean, You know what? Thank God that, like, I live in a world where, yes, I have a USB-C outlet somewhere.
Or you listen, I feel like every two steps I take in your house, you have some sort of charging outlet.
Yeah.
Like, right now, under our feet is a power brick. Yeah. On the desk is fucking Surface charging.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's something behind me, like...
Yes. I mean, that's the world I live in, because I just am crazy like that. But, like, that's kind of... That's real bullshit. They claim they included the USB-C one because that supports fast charging, which the new phones do support.
Yeah.
They support faster wireless charging, and they even brought back MagSafe. I don't know if you remember MagSafe from the laptops.
That's the one where, like, magnets into the thing so it doesn't just, like, loosen.
Yeah, so, like, I have MagSafe on my
MacBook. You have MagSafe on your laptop? Man, that shit's old.
I know. I know. So, like, I have it still, but they brought it back, so...
That was one of the features I really liked about Apple computers. Like, my thing is just USB-C, and it clicks. Or if I were to, like, fuck this up or jostle it.
Your thing's coming with
you. It's going to snap. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I've seen some people at work snap their USB-C ports.
Awesome.
Because they're just in a rush to leave. And they just pop.
Sick.
But, yeah, so they have MagSafe, and they brought it back to the Mac, to the iPhone, and it's on the backside.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they've done it is basically, see how my phone case wraps around? And whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you buy the official Apple cases, they just snap.
Oh, the case itself has MagSafe. That's sick.
They have their own proprietary wireless adapter or wireless charging pad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know when I put mine on, if I don't have it in the right place, it won't charge. Like, yeah. It has to be centered. So there's, because it's magnet, it always hits it correctly the same time.
Oh, that's awesome.
They have accessories, like, you know how people have like card sleeves on the back of their case?
Mm-hmm.
They've got those. Those can magnetize onto the back.
Doesn't that fuck up your card?
No, because they are shielded.
Oh, okay.
They're shielded. So they have all these cool, like, gimmicky accessories. I think they're neat.
Will you buy them?
Probably.
Probably.
I don't know, man. Probably. And then, of course, the last big thing is 5G, but let's be real. 5G sucks right now.
Do we even have 5G?
We barely have 5G in Toronto.
That's what's giving me COVID.
Fuck. America barely has 5G.
Yeah.
So, I mean, which is hilarious because you see all their advertisements here like, oh, the fastest 5G network in Canada.
Well, it's the same when, like, fiber was coming out. Yeah. They're like, fiber internet. Two neighborhoods have it.
But hey, I mean, now that the iPhone has 5G, now you know that people are going to, or networks are going to make it push and make it a real thing.
Because,
I mean, love it or hate it, market doesn't move unless Apple decides it's time to move.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. It sucks that they have that much pull, but that's, I guess that's what happens when you're them. But yeah, new iPhones, they go for pre-order this Friday. Available next Friday. Get yourself an iPhone.
Okay. Will do.
I will do. I'm deciding between gold and blue.
They don't have like a rose gold?
They got rid of rose gold. It's yellow gold.
Yellow gold? Like gold gold?
It is gold.
iPhone 12 gold.
Yeah, but it's only in the Pro model.
Okay, then you gotta get the Pro model.
I know.
Yeah, so get the gold phone. Mr. Opulence over here, how are you not gonna get the gold phone?
Because I like the blue one.
We gotta flex with the gold.
But I like the blue one.
You gotta hold your gold phone while your fob girlfriend's hanging out with a Gucci bag, like putting on her Chanel eyeliner. Like, how are you going to be hanging out in Toronto and not flexing your paycheck that you don't have?
But I want the blue one.
Classy over here, Mr. Class.
I don't want the big baller status phone.
All right, okay.
So, that is the iPhone. I hope you're all excited to get one, because I'm not, but I will get one.
Okay.
My next pick is an anime trailer.
Anime trailer.
Yeah. Or SS.
Oh, I already forgot about
SS. SS. Dyna Xenon.
That's not Gridman.
It is a sequel to Quadruple S Gridman.
Ooh.
Takes place in the same world. Now, the trailer is actually very minimal and doesn't really give you much.
It just shows people with dichromatous eyes.
It shows you the five main characters.
Okay.
But it doesn't really tell you much beyond that.
It does not.
But I can break out the title for you.
Go.
It's actually two words.
Okay.
Dyna comes from Dyna Dragon.
Okay.
Because in Gridman, There's his a dragon. Final upgrade is a dragon.
That's sick.
That breaks up and become and basically makes him like a dragon gridman.
That sounds cool.
Xenon is from God Xenon, which is the other robot upgrade he gets.
Okay.
Which basically turns him into the Thunder Gridman? I can't quite remember.
Still cool.
But basically, he has two extra robots that come with him in the original Gridman.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Xenon becomes Thunder Gridman, and Dino Dragon becomes God Gridman.
Ooh.
So, I don't know how this links up with the original, but this seems like it's the robot ones, not the Ultraman dude.
Do you think this is the dark middle chapter? This is the one where they're going to focus on Dragon, but then, like, at the end of it, it's going to be like, I need you to come into the net. There's a greater menace. And then they team up.
I mean, it could be. I'm excited. I mean, who knows? Like, this looks by Trigger, same team, so.
That was a good show.
I'm pumped.
That was a good show.
I am pumped.
What was that, 2019?
Pump it up. Yes, 2019.
That was a good show.
Fall 2019, I think, right?
Yeah.
That was a good show. Yeah, it was good. 12 episodes. I bought it.
Yeah, I know you did. You're a mad lad. I did. You and your anime Blu-rays.
I did. That's a great logo.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it for my picks.
You sure?
I think so.
Because we got a communal pick.
Do we? Oh, yes, we do. Oh,
baby. That's the Monster Hunter movie, baby.
Oh, yes.
The official trailer of Monster Hunter the movie has come out.
Yes.
And it is 2 minutes of isekai amazingness.
Yes.
It is. I don't know why people online are hating on this movie so much. Because it looks awesome.
Yeah, so that's what I got too. Like, I posted on Twitter.
Yeah.
And like, some things are like, oh man, it looks so bad. And I'm like, I don't know what you're saying.
This is all accurate.
Yeah, like, so that's just it, right? Like, it's almost too accurate. Like, it's 1,000, like, this ain't when we're watching
the Resident Evil movies.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, this is so bad because it's not even a thing. Like,
yeah.
This is, we did everything you wanted.
Yeah, it's, yo, oversized bone sword, check.
Yeah.
Dual blades that charge up when you cross them together.
Yeah, she does check. Demon mode.
Yeah, she does demon mode, and also, dual blades are the best for element, so them being on fire makes sense.
Yeah, so, like, I don't get it. Like, yeah, like, is it really just because it's an isekai, which might be the most anime thing, which is totally in line?
Like, yeah, why don't you just cream your pants over that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everything about this movie is just like, we listened to you.
Yeah. Like, we did what you wanted. Like, they have fucking Ape-Noth in this movie.
They got all kinds of Ape-Noth in this movie. Yeah. Fucking, they even got Diablos running through the sand.
Yes.
He took a fucking bazooka to the face, and he's like, bitch, your weapons don't work here.
Like, yeah, like, the one hunter uses a bow with, I think it's like a electric bow or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, what?
You got a handler, the handler's in there.
Yeah. She pulls up the goggles, and it's like, what the fuck?
Hey, she looking good.
She's pretty cute.
Hand her looking like a snack.
For the monsters, you mean, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Delicious. Full of nutrients.
So juicy.
A lot of protein.
Damn, Andy, you're looking juicy.
You're looking like a well-done steak, baby.
No, this trail looks awesome.
It looks really good.
The one thing that they just, I had the question was, it opens up as the military unit is obviously isekai'd in here.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck is happening?
Lightning struck these pillars and now we're in a desert, a different desert.
One character turns around with a gun. I'm like, okay, he's gonna shoot that gun.
Yeah.
But it's a fucking bolt action rifle. And I'm like, since when is that military issue?
Yeah, well, that's when you need like the most powerful bullets. That's when it's like Fire Force and it's the fucking 10 caliber bullet that blows up his own gun. Like, that's what it is. So.
Like, he cocked it with the thing. I was like, what the hell? How's the other guy with the M14?
Everyone's got the automated semi-auto.
The dude's on the big Gatling and he's got the...
That's the armor piercer.
What the hell? What?
That's going to be the gun in the movie where he shoots the Diablos and it chips the horn.
I hope.
And he gets the head break reward.
It's going to cut the tail
off. He's going to cut the tail off. It's got slicing ammo. Oh, baby. Come on.
Oh, this movie looks so great.
Yeah, there's Rathalos in there. Rathalos looking pretty hot.
Rathian's in there. I like it. I like what I'm seeing.
Me too.
It's looking good.
Yes.
Day one.
It's gotta be.
Where do I pre-order my tickets?
That's a Christmas miracle is what that is.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah. Did they have a release date in the trailer? I forget.
December.
December? Oh, baby, let's go.
A few months.
Let's go. There's no Star Wars this year, so it's time for seeing fucking Monster Hunter on Christmas, baby.
Yeah, I guess so. There's no movies this year.
Oh, yeah, even was it that new Kingsman movie got delayed till next year? Yeah.
Hold on, isn't James Bond like next month?
Oh, I think it is. What was that called? James Bond what?
No Time to Die.
No Time to Die. Yeah, I think it is. Oh, internet's pooping out.
I want to say like November 18th or something.
I think it is.
But.
Release date? Nope. April 2nd, 2021.
Oh, shit. Okay, never mind.
Whoopsie.
Looks like it's just Monster Hunter then. Monster.
I'm ready for that straight to DVD release. Mm-hmm. That straight to VHS. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Other than that, what else happened? Remember that time a couple weeks ago where I was like, yo, the PlayStation 3 got rid of all the nukes in Metal Gear Solid 5?
Yep.
Turns out, no.
Oh.
Konami came out and it turns out that some dude just, he did improper content that caused the cutscene to play. And they have rectified the situation.
Why?
Because Konami just wants to fucking rub it in your face that they own the Metal Gear franchise and they will never do anything with it other than pachinko from now on.
This is why no one likes you.
This is why no one likes you, Konami, you fucks. But yeah, I think there's a website called MGS5 Nuke Watcher, which says that on the PlayStation 3 version, there are now around 119 nukes left over.
Gross.
So yeah, that's kind of, world peace was an accident. And then Konami came in and was like, no, war now! And then, that's what happened. After that, Guilty Gear had an announcement, or they had a whole, like, show, pretty much. Japanese show. And they showed off, I believe it's the last character before launch. Her name is Giovanna. She is a boxer lady. She has a spirit dog.
She's a boxer?
Kind of. It looks like taekwondo / boxing. Okay. Like maybe kickboxing.
Sure.
She's got a ghost dog.
Sure does.
And you can pet the ghost dog.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, like, the Kotaku headline on this was right. Like, she looks surprisingly normal for a Guilty Gear character. Yeah. Like, other than the ghost dog, she's not wild at all,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, she looks super normal, yeah. Who was the one before? The girl captain?
Mai? Mei? The pirate lady with the giant anchor?
Yeah.
Mei's a classic. Yeah. Mei's a classic. You don't wanna play as the black vampire samurai?
I mean, he's too cool.
He's pretty cool.
He's too cool.
He's pretty cool. But yeah, I think this is the last character reveal. There might be one more after, but they did announce a release date. It is a global release of April 6th.
This game's not out yet.
No, homie. I know, right? But April 6th next year, it's going to be a global release. Then you can play Guilty Gear. You can let it rock to your heart's content.
Let's rock.
Some small stuff from Sega. Sega's having their 60th anniversary, and right now I think there's a Steam sale on with a lot of like deep discounts on Sega games.
Okay.
But they did release a new game, a trailer for a new game, which is Streets of Kamurocho.
Okay.
Kamurocho is the fictional city within the Yakuza franchise.
Yakuza.
And Streets of is Streets of Rage.
Yes. Oh, clever.
Ha 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 ha.
So clever.
Ha, ha, ha. So they made a Streets of Rage clone featuring Kiryu and Majima, which are just, you go around Kamurocho beating the shit out of people Streets of Rage style.
Yeah.
And it is available for a limited time on the PC only.
Yes.
For free.
Free?
Free. Completely free.
Like Mario 35?
Yeah. But it is limited time.
As in, like, after that you can't play it anymore?
No, after that you can't download it anymore. You can't claim it to your account anymore.
Okay.
It's kind of, I think Capcom did something like this a while ago, where they had a official Mega Man Cross Street Fighter crossover game.
and you could download it like just DRM free. Here's just a .exe to your PC. And that was only available for a limited time, I believe. And so I think it's in the same vein, but it'll be tied to your Steam account most likely. But that was cool. I don't know. I liked it. I liked what I saw. It was pretty sweet. And then the last one I want to talk about is some next-gen stuff. Sony came out with a list of like 10 backwards compatible games that are not backwards compatible. I think one of them, like the only one that really mattered, I think was like Shadow Complex Remastered. Won't work on the PS5.
Okay.
Which kind of sucks because that game's really good. But the one that kind of ties into my week is that Rock Band 4 instrument controllers and all DLC will work day one next gen. Harmonix have come out and said that the Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5 versions of Rock Band 4 will be fully backwards compatible and will have their full libraries available on next-gen platforms. The only caveat to this is they used to do disc exports. So if you had Rock Band 1, 2, 3...
Oh, that's right.
I forgot Lego, about that. Green Day, and I think it was Blitz on the PS3.
Yes.
You could pay like an export fee, like $15, and you get all the songs from that physical game that you purchased transferred over as DLC. All that shit is gone. So if you have it, you're good. But if you don't have it, all those deals have expired because of music licensing. The only one is for Rock Band 3. If you haven't exported your Rock Band 3 songs with your Rock Band 3 disc, you have until the end of the year, or it's at the beginning of December. It's relatively soon. Do it before December. It's $15. You get all your Rock Band 3 disc songs onto your Rock Band 4 as DLC. And then all that stuff will work day one with your PlayStation 5. There's no more weird like rigmarole kind of stuff. Like you'll have to download them all again. But other than that, it all works.
Cool.
And I'm so happy because I don't want to buy more plastic instruments. I just don't want to do it. I have too many guitars.
I don't know what to tell you.
I have two sets of drums.
Who's still playing Rock Band?
I was playing it yesterday.
Okay.
It's very fun. It's a good video game. I like it.
No.
I just unlocked, because I came pretty high up in the tournament, I unlocked floating octopus legs for my character.
What's it like living in 2010?
So please, it's 2015. Rock Band 4 came out.
No one played 4.
I played 4, and it's great.
Listen, 2 was the height.
No, 3 is the height because it came with the keys add-on. Keyboard, baby.
I thought you were going to give me an actual excuse, but no.
It comes with a whole other instrument.
2 was the height. The height of popularity.
Or maybe the plebs.
So everyone.
God damn it. Rock Band 4 is awesome. Fuck you.
It was like Guitar Hero 3 or 4, Rock Band 2. That was the height.
I think Guitar Hero, I would have to say 3.
Is that the same time as Rock Band 2?
Shut up. But it's good. They're still bringing out. They're still bringing out DLC every week for Rock Band.
Wow.
Yeah. That's good. You can You can buy now every month. They come out with a DLC season pass.
Wow.
Where they give you every song of that month.
I would like to see the metrics for how many people are still playing Rock Band.
From my anecdotal experience, not a lot. Because when I go go into the online lobby, it's like maybe 3 lobbies
at a time. Across the world?
I guess so. At a time.
Holy shit.
I don't know how they filter out matchmaking, but it's not a lot. And also the people who are playing, they'll set limits on their room that are like, we have to have at least 500 matching songs.
No. Right?
Where it's like, if I own a song but you don't, we can't play that song in multiplayer.
Wow.
So well, it's like
that. This game sounds like a drug.
Maybe.
Like, just keep pouring money into it.
It's like the gacha of music games. Yeah, but it's just new DLC.
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, that's a, man, what a good video game. So fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Okay.
And I think that's it. For my week, I don't... Oh, shit! I didn't tell you about the best movie that's gonna come out this year.
No.
Featuring Featuring. The man. Is it the man from Ang Bak?
Tony Jaa?
I think it's Tony Jaa.
We already talked about Monster Hunter. What are you talking about?
No. I think he's in another movie. Is it Tony Jaa in there? Am I being racist?
It's Tony Jaa.
Is it Tony Jaa? In Tai Chi featuring Nicolas Cage?
Oh, God. Is this direct to DVD? I'm sorry. Is this direct to Netflix?
I don't know what it is. But an official... Oh, it's not Tai Chi. Sorry, Jiu-Jitsu. My bad. Jiu-Jitsu movie, Nicolas Cage. Oh, all right. So this movie just came out. It's Nicolas Cage featuring Tony Jaa. Hell yeah. And Rick Yoon.
No.
Who you may know from the original Fast and the Furious.
I know who Rick Yoon is.
Hell yeah.
I know who Rick.
I'm going to give you a break.
How are you going to disrespect me from a family?
You fucking... I never knocked on nobody! All right. I got to give you the synopsis of this movie. It's fucking... An ancient order of expert jiu-jitsu fighters face a vicious race of alien invaders in a battle for Earth every 6 years.
What?
But when the latest hero is defeated, humanity's like existence lies in the balance. So basically, Space Predator comes through a portal that is caused by a comet that passes through Earth every 6 years. And then Space Predator says, I want to fight your best jiu-jitsu master. And if you lose, I'm going to destroy the Earth.
What?
Hell yeah.
And this is out?
This is coming out November 20th, 2020.
Like in theaters?
I don't know where, but it's coming out. And he's got to fight a fucking spaceman.
Wow.
In a jiu-jitsu battle.
This is, wow.
I gotta show you this trailer afterwards because it sounds absolutely amazing.
It sounds like wow.
It's so good.
It sounds. I don't even know. I got nothing.
Rated R, violence throughout.
I'd hope.
You gotta. I like the first comment on this trailer is not one jiu-jitsu technique was used in this trailer. Oh, I can't wait. I can't keep mark your calendars. November 2020, baby. Gross. Movie of the year.
Might be the worst of the year.
Are you sure? COVID's pretty bad. I feel like COVID's got to win worst of the year.
I'm over it.
You're over it? I'm going to just get it. Fuck it.
Yo, you think it's worst of the year? I think it's surprise of the year.
Oh, surprise of the year? So could it be surprise and worst?
I don't know. I don't feel good about giving multiple awards to the same
category. Yeah. Okay.
Should they be best of the year?
Oh, best of the year.
They technically won the year.
True. It's been the highlight all year.
Yeah, man.
Hottest female of the year. COVID-19.
Hurts you 19, though.
I heard it makes you hot. Then you die. So yeah, jiu-jitsu. That's my last pick.
Mm. Okay, cool. Nice. No.
Is it?
No.
Is it? It is. I'll show it. Look, we'll put it up on the monitor, on the big screen, baby.
No, we don't need to. I'm imagining it, and it's more than enough.
All right.
It's more than enough.
My week's been pretty sparse.
Really?
Yeah. I had a friend's birthday on the weekend, and so I spent the whole week previous. Up until the Saturday just, like, getting ahead on my homework. So I had, like, a free 2 days to go celebrate. And now that it's reading week... The only thing I've been doing is working, and I started playing a new video game. It is called Endless Space 2.
Endless Space Dos.
Yeah.
Leches.
It is what you would call a 4X game. 4X is something like Civilization or, what else is there? Fucking Civilization. It's fucking Civ. All right, it's a 4X game. It's explore, expand, exploit, exterminate.
Is that what 4X stands for?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So basically, in this game, though, you're in space, as the game may hint at. You start off at a certain system, a planetary system. You mine planets for resources, similar to shooting a probe from Mass Effect. And then...
That's the dumbest mechanic.
So good. What are you talking about? How are you going to collect all your goods?
I forgot that. That's why Mass Effect 2 isn't the perfect game.
How you gonna collect all your plutonium or whatever the fuck God, that shit was? Waste of time. I don't even know where to start with this game. It's got systems on systems on systems.
I better. It sounds complicated.
It's fucking complicated as fuck. It's got a tutorial. I have no clue what's happening. What you want to do is you want to win in any way possible, right? Just like Civ, how you can win in multiple ways. In Endless Space 2, you can win in multiple ways. You can do a military victory by just dominating your opponents.
Hell yeah.
You can do a science victory by, like, creating fucking utopia.
Dominate them.
You can do political victory by, like, aligning the majority of the universe in your political faction. So on and so forth.
Sounds gangster.
But the base of the game is collect planets. So the main thing is that you want to have a system with people on the planet so you can colonize it, right? Then you use materials from uninhabitable planets that you get through like probes and whatever to make new technology that allows you to colonize those uninhabitable planets or even straight up terraform them.
Okay.
Right? And then once you have enough people, you can create ships, and then those ships can travel to other systems, which then you can do that. You can do the same thing over there, rinse, repeat. And basically try and get as many resources as you can. What stops you is that other people are doing the same thing.
Of course.
Different races have different ways of expanding.
Sure.
So this game's been out for a while now, and like there's a lot of different races. Like there's one race that's just a bunch of sentient Scottish trees. And how they expand is that they slowly but surely reach their roots through space into another system.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, there's one called, I think they're called the Reavers.
Reavers.
But they don't actually give a shit about longevity. They're just like, we're going to go to this planet. We're going to fucking mine the shit out of it until it's hollow and then move on to the next one. So fuck you.
Nice.
Yeah, there's other ones that are like hackers. So they hack planets.
Hack the planet.
Hack the planet, baby. What if you could hack planets? And then hack other people's comms and shit and like funnel. Oh, look, like you guys are sending money to your thing. What if like 10% of that went to like some retirement fund that you don't know about, right? and where it gets complicated is the interaction between races and between people, because each race plays significantly differently. You yourself within each race can play significantly differently. So you can go to science, you can go to military, when you take over an enemy's planet, you can either choose to integrate the population, you can kill any dissenters and like clarify anyone who fights back as like armed combatants, or you could just raise the planet and just burn it to ash, just glass the thing and then civilize it later. And that all affects your political thing. There's fucking stock market speculation. So like if you have a bunch of minerals, you can then speculate the fucking price and cost of how rare each mineral is against like the mineral market.
Wow.
There's so much to do in this game, and I was brought onto it because I found this YouTuber. Was it Seth YouTube? It's not Seth MacFarlane. It's not the Endless Space. I forget his name. Oh, it's Seth Tesnack. His whole gimmick is that he's an African warlord that reviews video games. And he just reviews a lot of video games. And he has this 30-minute video about, like, how this game is amazing and, like, all the stuff it does and everything. I'm like, you fucking sold me on that shit. This game sounds awesome as fuck. It's just I probably played it for, like, 4 or 5 hours. And I barely feel like I learned anything. Like there's so much. It's one of those things where like I can understand why the people who've been playing it for years like love it, because there's so much to do. Like this is one of those games where you could just play this game and that's it. But I just want to get good enough at it to where like I can play multiplayer with some friends and like do some wild shit.
Yeah
There was I think one of the end game items is called, I think it's called an obliterator.
Okay.
It's called a system killer.
Oh.
where you can launch friendly. You can launch a nuclear payload into the sun of whatever system your enemies control, and then destroy the system by making the sun go thermonuclear.
That sounds like fun.
It sounds fucking awesome.
That sounds baller.
It's also a portable warp point. Damn. So like one race has portable warp points. Like it has a mothership.
Yeah.
So you could like get into a system behind one that your opponents have and then warp in a fucking obliterator.
That sounds pretty cool.
And do all that shit. It's cool as fuck. Yeah, it's pretty sick. I really enjoyed like a couple hours, but I could see like there's hundreds of more hours of game to play here.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I think I'm gonna try and get in some more this week before school starts up again, but it's been really fun just like getting through it.
Yeah,
so and that's really the only new thing in my week. I played a bit more Street Fighter. I'm learning some more stuff with Seth, though I have like been lacking on the practice, so now like Blavin, who does practice a lot, is getting much better than me, and it's like, oh, I see. The hours, they are catching up.
Right. Well, what are you gonna do?
Gotta practice, I guess.
Yeah, you gotta practice.
So yeah, it's yeah, and I had my first like instance of like old school fighter rage.
Yeah,
which is like, I think it was one of his friends came to play in our lobby, but it, like I'm in bronze, right?
Yeah,
and his friend is, I think, is like super platinum. Oh. Which is like a step just below diamond, which is like one of the highest rankings.
Yeah.
And so he's really good. He's really good. And it was, the whole thing was like, dude, I'm not going to learn anything from facing this guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my shit kicked in.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be like, cool. That was an experience.
Thanks,
right?
Bro.
Thanks, bro. But it was the whole thing of like I succumbed to peer pressure, I guess, of like doing things longer than I want to, even though I know what the outcome would be.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I was like on the verge, because it was really frustrating, because like I would watch him and Blavin play, and what would happen is that he has him on Discord. So he would say like, hey, or I guess to Blavin, he would say like, hey, do this move when I shoot a fireball because it goes through it. But he would change his gameplay style so that Blavin would do the thing he's trying to teach him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when it came to either me or his brother, he would just pub stomp the shit out of us, and he's like, I don't understand, I'm learning. It's like, yeah, because you're fucking being taught. And then he's changing the style of gameplay in order to teach you. Right. And then when it comes to us, it's just like, you'll get fucking shit on. And it's like, okay, cool, like I didn't learn anything here. And it just reminded me of like, you really need somebody in fighting games who is like close to or equivalent to your skill level in order to learn anything. Like, unless they're actively being a teacher, right? If you just want to learn through natural gameplay, like, I can't go fight Muhammad Ali, right, as a rookie boxer, because he'll just pub stomp me, and I don't know what happened. I just got knocked out, and then...
That's like with everything,
though. Right? And so, I just forgot that rule, and then it happened, and I was like, oh, I remember this rule. Then it went on a little bit longer, and I was like, I'm getting frustrated by this rule.
Yeah, that's with everything though, right? Like, if you want a workout buddy, they have to be where you are.
Yeah, you can't have the workout buddy who's like benching 320.
Yeah, and then... it goes beyond that. Like, you also have to have someone who's like relatively your same size too.
Yeah.
So they don't have to like split weights and stuff. Or like, if you're gonna go play basketball, like, yeah, you don't want to be...
You don't be hanging out with the 7 foot dudes while you're 5'11".
Exactly, and you don't want to play with someone who's like at the same time just learning while you're like halfway there, right?
Yeah.
It's like
with
anything. So.
Yeah. So yeah, that was that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's been, the first half of this week has been going to a party and recovering from said party. Mm. I think my Monday was a total fucking wash
because you're just like
brutal hangover.
You get hangovers, that's right.
Yeah, now I do. I never used to. I don't know what happens.
Old man!
I don't know what happened.
You're getting hangovers? TJ breaks his ankle from leaning over? What's going on?
I think it's because like I'm just not drinking enough water in between. I think I gotta drink some water.
You guys are crazy.
I gotta go drink water. Drink water.
Yeah, drink a lot of water. Get fluidized.
Yeah, I gotta get that fluid in me.
Mm. That's what you should do.
How's your week, Vince?
Week is alright, I guess. It was Thanksgiving here in Canada, so we did a little Thanksgiving celebration with the fam.
Mm.
Rotational guests had visited.
Yeah, to keep in compliance with COVID.
COVID restrictions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to the cemetery, did some fam stuff there.
Okay. Party, obviously, drink.
That's what you do. Yeah. Above dead bodies.
Yeah, you just fucking go ham, pour one out for the homies.
Exactly. Yeah, I did that, and then me and my girlfriend just hung out for the rest of the weekend. So we played more Overcooked.
Play any of the expansions?
Expansions are so hard. They're so hard.
I think they're supposed to be. I think they're just supposed to be
like... I wanted to cry. I was like, Jesus Christ, you need four people. Like, it's impossible. It's just you and me. Like, we're almost done the main campaign, but we just figured, oh, let's try one of these, like... It's Thanksgiving. Let's try one of the themed events.
Yeah.
And I think we did Lunar New Year, and it was like, stupid.
Stupid. That's whatever. Ridiculous. Yeah. What, are I gonna make dumplings?
Yeah, it got to the... Like, we finally got to that point, and I'm like, oh, no. She's gonna yell at me.
Oh, is she?
I'm like, I'm gonna yell at her.
Over a video game?
I was like, you know what?
Turn it off.
This is where we go, we're gonna just get food.
Yeah.
Then we're gonna do real cooking. Yeah. And so we went grocery shopping instead.
You didn't yell at each other across the grocery store being like, yo, give me the onions!
No.
Don't drop them into the pit.
No. Yeah. I did that, and then, I'm just trying to think what else we did. I can't quite remember what the fuck we even did. Yeah, all right. So I don't really know.
Wow, must have been a blur.
Yeah, I think it was. I'm sure it was. Then during the week, I got a new game, or I downloaded a new game.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Genshin Impact.
Oh, you played Genshin Impact?
And I was about to start it.
You absolutely degenerate. You degenerate. I was
about to start it. And then, even better.
What?
Overwatch tweeted their Halloween event, and D.Va's got a new costume.
That's an even worse... Oh, God.
So guess what I've been playing this week?
Overwatch?
I've been playing Overwatch.
No, just give it up.
So good.
The game is dead.
It's so good.
The game is dead.
Yo, you can get into matches so fast. That's how many players are.
Because it's an event.
It's so good.
So can I. I can pick one of three.
So good.
I can pick one of three lobbies in Rock Band and I get in the game. It's fine.
Overwatch is so good. Did you know?
No, it's over. It's yo, there's Genshin Impact on the phone.
You can get that shit anywhere. Oh, by the way, League of Legends is on the new iPhone.
Oh yeah, the mobile one.
Yeah,
the different video game.
They're like, check it out. Our A14 Bionic is so much better than anything else on the market. We can run
League. We can run League of Legends.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, cool. Overwatch is good. Man, UI has changed. There's been small tweaks here and there. I gotta look up what is the meta video, though. Because I don't know what the meta is right now.
The meta is you play D.Va and then go GGEZ.
But no, because I play support, because it's just easier to get
yeah.
to the game.
Yeah, it's play Mercy.
Like, I only play D.Va...
When you're, like, autofilled?
Yeah, because most of the time I pick support, but I guess, yeah, technically tank is my backup, so.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Or Mystery Heroes, my favorite mode.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm going to be playing that more until the week is over. And then I played more Super Robot Wars X. Baby. Without Gurren Lagann.
You got a Super Robot?
I got Gurren Lagann. And when you get Gurren Lagann, it's just Simon.
Oh.
It's so weird.
Cool.
It's just adult Simon.
Cool.
He's like...
Nia's not in it?
No, because this is... So, the way his story works is it takes place after Gurren Lagann.
Oh, okay.
Like, after the series, so, like...
Wait, so it's old man with the...
No, it's just after the series ends.
Okay.
So, you know, like, I don't know if you remember the last scene. Oh, sorry for spoilers.
The last scene is him on the beach, and they're like, who's this old man? He's got a drill
staff. Oh, sorry, before that. But, like, he walks out after the wedding by himself.
Yeah.
With the Buddha.
Yeah.
So you have that version of him.
Oh, sick.
And he's just by himself, but you get a co-pilot.
Who's co-pilot?
Viral.
Oh, no.
And it's the greatest.
That's pretty cool.
And I just pumped all my money into that suit.
Because he's a super robot.
And it just...
Has it broke the game?
He just wrecks.
Did it break the game?
So good.
All right.
Just fucking Giga Drill everything. So good. Oh, it's so much fun. I think, but like, I've now gotten to the point where like, I'm starting to get some of the really cool robots. So like, my next one I think I'm getting is, not Galgagar, but basically another version of a Brave. So it's called Might Gain, like the locomotive version of Galgagar.
Okay.
But then after that, I know I'm pretty close I'm so close to getting the two mechs from Code Geass.
Oh, yeah. Because
they've talked about Lelouch. I was like, oh,
baby. I heard about this grand strategist.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, I need it.
Just the Zuge Liang of this game.
Yeah, it's just it's made me want to watch a couple mecha anime. So I'm either going to watch Buddy Complex or what is the one I was looking at? I can't remember.
You know, watch that one where it's like, was it Giganta something on Earth or whatever?
Oh, a Virtuous Planet?
Yeah, Virtuous
Planet. I watched. That's good.
Oh, is it good?
That's good. That's good. It's not like a mecha thing that you are thinking about.
Okay, okay.
It's actually more, I think it has more mass appeal, to be honest.
Oh.
Because it's just kind of like nice. And.
But they ruined it by making it a mecha, so.
I guess.
For mass appeal.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Right. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, no, so I'll probably watch one of those sometime this week. Otherwise, anime stuff. No, nothing. I didn't even watch anime. I tried to watch Fire Force, but I never got around to it. I know Haikyuu is out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's got three episodes.
Yeah, three episodes are out. My fucking friends are going nuts about it.
Yeah, I gotta watch that shit. Fuck. You know what? Maybe I'll do that this weekend. I'll try and catch up. But no, otherwise, I'm buried deep in my actual work job.
Lame!
I know. And, like, it's funny, because all my coworkers are telling me, like, oh, Vince, must suck for you. It's fiscal year end, and you're the only finance guy in the team. That's gotta suck.
Man, it's gonna really suck for you when there's no finance guy.
I'm gonna quit. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, yo, I just gotta make it to October 31st, and then I'm guaranteed my bonus, and I'm like, I'm out.
Bye!
Yeah. But, yeah, that's been my week.
All right.
And this coming week, fuck it. I don't know.
Yeah, something, I guess.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, like, probably more Overwatch.
That's a podcast, homie.
It is. We'll talk about Genshin Impact next week.
Yeah, I'm literally downloading it on my phone right now.
Bye.